beginning a new sugya on the Flamed Aleph in the days. Hadar Aisi Sahadei Davasahi, namely that we have returned everything to the level of a stalemate. Amar Rav Nachman, Ana Achtinei, Ana Maskinan, Lizilusa de Bedina Lochashinan. Rav asks a question that Lachora we see that there are Tanoim who are Choshesh for Zilusa de Bedina. And then we find Rav Nachman being Choserbo, and then being Choserbo a second time. Kind of Lizilusa Bedina doesn't apply even to the Psakim of an Amora. So let's try and just understand what is this concept of Zilusa de Bedina. Rashi over here is very, very clear. Rashbam over here, I'm sorry, is very, very clear. The first wide line. Lizilusa de Bedina. Shema yelaglugu habrios al habezdin al shesosrin esdinehem v'dami lechucha v'itzlula. That we have over here a problem of, I guess we would call it marisayin, that people wouldn't understand. We find such a concept in the world of psak, that there are certain psakim that were meant to remain on the level of halacha ve'in morin kain, that it should remain somewhat sanua because people won't understand, they're going to misunderstand. There's the famous psak of Rav Yecheskel Avramsky in terms of gelatin. It's found in the back of the Chazon Yecheskel, in the back of his Perush on the Tosefta. He wrote to Rav Rosenberg, who was at that time the head of the OU, that he felt that if the gelatin were to be processed, the bones of the non-kosher animals were to go through sulfuric acid and be ground up, etc., etc., that you could have a heter of panim chadashus ba'olakan. But he asked that this psak not be publicized, because then people are going to say, these rabbis, where there's a rabbinic will, there's halachic way, right? That they could find a source for anything, they could be matir anything. So of course the psak was publicized and. Okay, in any case, but you know, one finds such, you know, such a fear of a misunderstanding of how a Bezdin works or how a Posek works. Yesh baze mashu. However, I sent you to a Ritva who, look, I think, again, it depends, we don't have the punctuation within the Ritva, but I think he is saying something very, very different than the Rashbam. The Ritva on our sugya, Lizilusa de Bedina, Perush, and here it says, Shin Yud Aleph Mem Resh. It doesn't say Sheyomru. I would read it as Sheye Omer, She'anu Sotrim Dinim Shelanu. Perush Sheye Omer, it will be said about us, She'anu Sotrim Dinim Shelanu. Namely, this is not a problem of Yil'agu, this is not a problem of my Yomru, of a misunderstanding of Beis Din, but something much more crucial, something much more internal. Let me give you perhaps a mashal hedyot. There's a Gemara in Shabbos in the sugya of Kotzer on daf Pei Aleph Amid Beis, where the Gemara says, Guf Amar Rish Lakish Sror She'alu Ba'asavim Mutar L'Kaneach Bo. That on Shabbos, for purposes of Kavod Habrios, one is allowed to do an act which otherwise would be asur drabanan. Midrabanan, to lift such a tsur shaluba asavim would be kotzer midrabanan. That's why Rashi over there, so even though the Gemara says chayev, Rashi says it couldn't be chayev, it couldn't be an isur doraisa, because he wouldn't fight for kavod habrios, a heter of an isur doraisa. But we find a heter of an isur drabanan because of kavod habrios. The Gemara in Sukkah, a parallel Gemara on this issue of being mekaneach with a tzror. So the Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Lamed Vav Amidei says not only were Chazal matir the isur of kotzer drabanan, but also over there it speaks about gimel avonim mekurzalos mutar lahachnis lebeis hakisei. They're also matir the isur of tiltul mukta. And Tosis over there, there's a long Tosis here, Maskil B'Shabbos, who says they were also matir the Easter of Tiltul B'Karmelis, or Tiltul B'Karmelis L'Rishus HaYachid. Namely, three Isurim D'Rabbanon over here, both ktsira midrabanan, both tiltul muktzah, and ha'avara mirishus drabanan to rishus daraisa, from a karmelist to rishus hayachid, they were matir because of kavod habrios. Kavod habrios is not shema yomru. This has nothing to do with what people will say. Here we're dealing with a person who is on his own, simply pastnished. Pastnished for the individual, atzelem elokim, not to be able to take care of his personal need. In that respect, luzilusa de bedina, pastnished for a bezdin, forget about what other people will say. Ye omer, it'll be said about this bezdin that they can't get their act together. It's something which is an internal issue. That's over here what the Ritva says, and then the Ritva then continues. Lazilus de Vedina, Perishi Omer Shanu Sosrin Dinim Shalanu, Umanda Chayesh Lahachi, Eino El Lathisha Hastirahi Minha Safek, Bekula Shmaisin, Aval Al Havadai, Bekuleyama Lo Chashinan, Upashut. In other words, that when do we have an issue of Zilus de Vedina, where Echshaloye Bezin is going to end up with a Safek? Namely, that we're going to have one against one, two against two. Bezin is going to be Mesupak, then for them to change their psak based on a safek is ilusa de bedina. Had it been a vadai, had let's say Bezin paskin based on one aid, and then all of a sudden two aidim came, or someone came to passel that aid, it was clear that there is over here a reason to change, then it's not pasnish. That's what Bezin is supposed to do. Raya achrona. That if a powerful raya comes, then the task of Bezin is to override the psak. That's not zilusa, that's not a pasnish. On the level of Rashi, if a Yil'agu, Yitzachen, that even if a Vadolus comes, there would still be a misunderstanding on the part of others. But within the Ritva's Pshat, only when we're dealing in the world of Safek, do we have an inyan of Pasnisht for a Bezdin to change their mind if Echshaloyeh, the Safek is going to remain. L'chora, over here, that's the machlokes between the Rashba and the Ritva. There is another Tnai for Zilusa de Bedina, which is found over here in Tosfos in the bottom of Lamed Aleph and Beis. Avol Nises v'acharkach bo'u edim ha'reza lo teitze. Tosfos points out v'tayma mishum Zilusa de Bedina, and the Rashba asks, why does she have to get married? L'chor, the psak of the Bezin is the heter. It should be that after they were mati her to get married, there would be the Zilusa. And Tosfos ends off and says, no, l'yolam tayma mishim Zilusa, V'dafka kishen niseis v'achar kach bo u'edim ika zilusa. Namely, that when we're dealing with overriding a universal psak, that this woman is mutera to the world, and then they're going to come and say she's asura to the world, that's not zilusa. If we're dealing with a woman who went ahead and got married, namely, we're dealing with her particular issue, we're dealing with her particular status, to change her status, that there over there we're dealing with zilusa. Whether this fits into the Chakira that we just mentioned, this morning went to a bris, so I asked the Rabbi Bednarsh what he thought. He felt that it could go in either direction, that either way we're learning, whether it's inyan of la'ag or it's an inyan of the pasnish, one can distinguish between a theoretical psak and a psak that was actually carried out, that only in the latter would there be an issue of zilusa. So those are the conditions that we have for the area of zilusa de bedina. One other technical issue is raised over here by Tosfos in terms of the result of Zilusa de the result of ignoring Zilusa de Bedina. If we say Lo Choshishin Lizilusa de Bedina, and Bezdin is going to change their psak, under what circumstances does Bezdin change the psak? So Tosfos points out Ibrahim Aschio Anan Achtin Anle Anan Maskin Anle. Im haya oso deles leches kasavasam muksak tachila asi shapir achtinan umaskinan. These two phrases, I took this person off and we're going to put him back on, then na midena biyodo. Namely, originally the status quo was the field was in the hands of Ruve. Shimon came along and was ma'arer. His edim were mukhash on one point, but they were not mukhash on another point. Rav Nachman Paskin, that we're going to move the field over to Shimon. Now that Shimon's Eidim are Mukhash, even on the second point, Rav Nachman is now going to return the field to Reuven. Vafilu lo haya muchzak lo laze v'lo laze, What if the field was in a no man's land? They were fighting over the field. It wasn't in either of their hands. Matzi lefarish achtina le lesita leze umaskinan le shenotzienu miyado v'yehedin shakol dolam zvar. That even if the field started off by no one, and we gave it to Shimon, returning it to no one is also called maskinan. Namely, they were returning the situation to the way it had been. Namely, Tosis offers over here two scenarios of Rav Nachman's psak. Rav Nachman says that if it turns out that neither side have better edim than the other side, one option is that we're going to return it to the original maksik. The other option is that if originally it was not held by anyone, we're going to return it back to that level of not being held by anyone. The Ramban, Al-Atar, disagrees with Tosfos. The Ramban feels that Rav Nachman is only relating to that first scenario. Namely, originally it was the hands of X, and Rav Nachman moved it over to Y, and now Rav Nachman is going to move it back to X. However, if it was no one's hands, then Rav Nachman would not move it back to a situation of Hefkerus. The Ramban says this, not just because of the language, what bothered Tosos of Achtinan and Misalkinan, but rather because of a Svara. The Ramban says, ולפי פירוש זה, אם לא היסוד ברשותו של אחד מהם כשבו לבית דין תחילה, אף על פי שמסרוה בידו של אחד מהם, כשיביא חברו למחר עדים של אבוסיו, לא מסלקינן למימר כל דאלים גבר, אף על פי שאנו הורדנוהו לזה לתוכו שלו כדין, דכיוון דדינא דכל דאלים גבר הוא, לא מזרקינן, לא מזדקינן להו, ולא נפקא מחזקי דהי, Kevan Shiyarad Bo Birishus. That the Ramban point, Vlazed Daiti Nota. The Ramban points out that we have an issue over here that we're going to discuss in Yirtzeh Hashem later on in terms of the nature of Kol Da'olim Gavar. That when we have a situation of battle in a no man's land, what is the role of Bezdin in this situation? Do they serve sort of as a referee? That neither side should use undercuts, should hurt the other person unnecessarily? Do they simply leave the playing field altogether and let the strongest man win without any supervision from the part of Beis Din? What exactly is a psak of Kol Da'olim Gavar? We're going to see a machlokes rishonim on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. The Ramban understands in Kol Da'olim Gavar, Beis Din is simply not in the picture. They don't deal with it. So according to Ramban, we can't have a situation where Beis Din will return the situation to Kol Da'olim Gavar, because that's Beis Din being involved. Namely, the moment that Kol Da'olim Gavar is on the horizon, then Beis Din doesn't get involved. Beis Din just doesn't get involved. They're not going to take someone off of the field. They're not going to even the playing field to create a Kol Da'olim Gavar. They just don't get involved at all. Lo mizdakinan lohu. This Ramban says, al pi svara. But afterwards, he looked around. He saw that our Tosfos, you know, learned it both options, but more frightening to the Rif. I mean, Tosfos can say whatever he wants. More frightening to the Ramban, I'm sorry, is the Rif. That the Rif, on Daf Tetzayin Amadeis, in our pagination, says, Amar Rav Nachman, Anan Achtinan, Anan Askinan, Uvizilusa de Beidin Lo Chashinan, Vehilchasa Karav Nachman, Bain ba'achute, bain ba'asuke, v'shavkinim lehu, v'kol dolam gvar. Namely, that the Rif clearly learned that latter scenario, where that originally had been in the hands of no one, someone was put on the field, it was a mistake, so we take him off the field and return it to kol dolam gvar. So at that point, the Ramban, the moment he quotes the Rif, simply raises his hands and says, I can't deal with this. U'matzanu, b'hilcha shabenu ha'gadol, v'shafkinam lehu kodam gavar, v'daitam rachava midatainu. In other words, the Rif must understand, I can't argue with the Rif, but on the other hand, I don't understand the svar which is involved. But this we'll see later on. This is a local halacha in terms of kodam gavar. We don't have the tools to deal with it at this point. Okay, so that's what we have over here in terms of the overview of Zilusa de Bedina and the conditions. we have a condition dafka in a situation of safek, we'll say zelusa de bedina. It may have to have been a psak that was actually carried out. And if we don't say chayshin lezelusa de bedina, when do we return things to the way they were? That's 2 deos over here between the Ramban and Tosfos. Is it only in a case where we're moving it from cheskas A to cheskas B, or even to return something to a level of hefkeris, to return something to a level where no one really is muhsak? What is the Gemara saying over here? What pushed Rav Nachman to change his mind? Rav Nachman said, "Luzus debedin lo chashina." Masiv Rava, v'itema Rabbi Zeira, we have a Mishnah. We have a Mishnah in Ksuvis, andaf kav gimel amad beis, not mistaken. We have a Mishnah in Ksuvis, shnayim omrim meisu, shnayim omrim lo meis, sorry, daf kav beis. Shnayim omrim meis, shnayim omrim lo meis. Shnayim omrim nisgarsha, shnayim omrim lo nisgarsha. Harei ze lo tinase. We have a treyu trey. We have a suffix in terms of her status. Harei ze lo tinase. She's a suffix. Eishes ish, or suffix zukuka liyavam, v'yim nises go teitze. That's the shita of the chachamim. Rav Menachem b'Rav Yossi omer teitze. Amar Rav Menachem b'Rav Yossi eman asayani omer teitze bizman shabo edim v'acharkach nises. If she was nises in the with the treyu trey in the background, avol nises based on edim v'acharkach bo edim, the second pair, harezo lo teitze. Why harezo lo teitze? So the Gemara understands over there in Ksuvus that Rav Nachim Rav Yossi is based on the principle of zilusa de beidina. So here we have a Tana, Rav Menachem Rav Yossi, who says that we're choshesh for zilusa de beidina. What about the Chachamim? What's behind the Chachamim's psak? Chachamim say harezo lo tinase, v'yem nises lo teitze. How does the Rashbam understand the Chachamim? V'yim nises lo teitze, says the Rashbam, di eved in l'chatchila lo. What does that mean? In other words, does this have anything to do, according to Rashbam, with zilus of the Bedina? Nothing at all. Rav Menachem Rav Yossi is the one who brings in zilus of the Bedina. He says that if Beis Din was matir on the basis of Edim, and now she went ahead and paskin based on the Beis Din, and now another set of Edim come, we don't override her Nisuim, Zilusa de Bedina, that we don't want to override her Nisuim because Beis Din already paskin. And now we're dealing with the level of a Suffolk, we don't override the Psak Din. But the Chachamim Psak, namely that when we have a situation of Treyu Trey, Hareza lo tinase lechatzchila v'yim nises lo teitze, that's a classic psak in a world of safek. In a world of safek, basically shevi al ta'ase, she shouldn't go ahead and get married because her status is misupak. But if she goes ahead and gets married, she has 2 edim on whom to be somech. Okay, and since she is ma'amin in the edim, and the edim are ma'amin, namely there's no asham tali over here because everyone is a bari. She's a bari, they're a bari, they have Edim on their side, that she can get married. But I sent you to the Ravon. How does the Ravon understand the Psak of the Chachamim? The Ravon is a very, very special sefer, and the Ravon over here in Baba Basra sends us to what he writes in Yevamos, in the beginning of Perek HaIsha Rabbah. That's where I cut out that little piece of Ravon, on the Mar Makomos that I gave you. What does the Ravon say? Read it inside. Eisei Rav Nachman, Shnayim Omrim Meis, V'hitiruha Bezdin, V'achar Kach Bo Shnayim V'amru Lo Meis, Im Basli Molech Banu, Amrinan Lo Lo Tinase. If she comes to consult with us, Dekevan Dakate Lo Nises, Havet Shteki Te'edim Bo Lo Ka'achas V'faneinu, V'amrinu Uki Trei Lo Hadet Trei, Uki Sesachas Karu Rishona. V'im lo basli malech, if this woman doesn't ask us, ela samcha al heter shehi tarnuha, v'nises lo teitze, kevan da'asta maise al pi bezdin, ika zilusa de bedina. Namely, the chachamim also are based on zilusa de bedina. Im nises lo teitze is because of zilusa de bedina. The whole machloksi in the chachamim and Rav Menachem Rav Yossi is when do we apply zilusa de bedina? Do we apply it only if one kat came and then the Beis Din said to Feirish, get married, and she went ahead and got married, and then the second kat came? That's Rav Menachem and Rav Yossi. Or do we say that even if the two kitot came, both of them came, and Beis Din didn't say anything, right? Had she gone to them, they would have said something to her, but they didn't say anything. By their not saying anything, she went ahead and got married. Her getting married is also considered to be a psak of Beis Din. There was a silent psak of Beis Din. The fact that Beis Din didn't asa her to get married, right? Then that is that's a heter. If no one, if it's not aser, then it's mutter. That, according to Rav Menachem and Rav Yossi, that's not a heter. That's kamisha lo hitirua Beis Din. And then there'd be no bzilus in the Beis Din. Beis Din could tell her teiti. He never asked us. According to the Rabbanan, that's also considered zilus of the Beis Din. When those of us who learned Yoredeya, so we know that there is a shach who says that if a shochet shechs an animal and doesn't say it's treif, it's as though he said black and white that it's kosher. Namely, that if you don't say something and you're responsible for this area, then that's also a haggadah. Silence is also a haggadah. Shtika kahoda. We have such a concept. So if Beis Din doesn't say something, according to the Ravon, if they didn't say that she can't get married, then she can view it as a heter. Even though that's not what necessarily they meant, and then for them to go back and say, no, you can't get married, that's already zilus of the Beis Din. Okay, so we have over here, according to the Ravon, the pshat of the Gemara is powerful. Namely, the Gemara is saying, Rav Nachman, how can you say the zilus of the Beis Din lo chashinan? We have a Mishnah in Ksuvos where both sides, Chachamim and Rav Menachem and Rav Yossi, both of them are choshes to zilus of the Beis Din. They're only cholek, how far does zilus of the Beis Din go? Only after a black and white sock of Beis Din, or even after a grape sock of Beis Din? How far do we say zilus of the Beis Din? But they both say zilus of the Beis Din. Machain came the way we learned the Gemara, namely without the Rava, and according, I mean, so what's the kashim Rav Nachman? No, so we have a Tana. Rav Menachem and Rav Yossi holds about zilus of the Beis Din. Chachamim don't agree with him necessarily. He can say, I pass like the robe, I pass like the Chachamim. We don't find in the Chachamim a din of zilus of the Beis Din. So, in other words, the question of the Gemara is much more powerful if you learn like the Ravon. The Ramban, if not mistaken, brings in the Perish of the Ravon. Yesh Meforshim, the Midrabbanan Makshinan. That even from the Rabbanan, we have a zilusa the Beis Din. The Ramban didn't think it's shot in the Gemara, but over here, the Machokis between the Ravon and the Rashba. Okay? So that's where we're holding at this point. So the Gemara now stuck with Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman paskind lo chashinan lezilus of the Beis Din. They bring a Mishnah, either we have one Tana, Rav Menachem, or we have all the Tanoim, even the Chachamim who say chashinan lezilus of the Beis Din. And he goes ahead and paskins like his original psak, lo chashinan lezilus of the Beis Din. And when he was asked why, he says because he's Tola and Ashley Ravave, that he has later Amoraim, Tanoim perhaps, and Amoraim, on whom he is being Somech. And the Gemara moves over to the world of Kahuna, where we have an issue of how to establish the status of Kahuna. The Tanan, Rav Yehuda Omer, Ein Magna Kunal Piyed Echad. Amar Avalazar, Ein Masai. Rav Shimon Gamliel says differently. Then we have Rav Yochanan saying differently. And then we have Rav Ashi saying differently. The whole machokas, the whole daf. How many edim do you require? Under what circumstances can we say that a kohen is really a kohen? Now, before we get to the Gemara, let's make believe that we are Amoraim. A priori, you don't know anything at all. All that you know is that you've learned for the last 15 years of your lives. And what would you say? How many edim should be required to say that a kohen is a kohen?
Two.
Why two?
Al
pishnayim edim yachum dorah. Does anyone want to disagree with that, Ruvi? Yes? Okay, fine. In other words, that l'chora, even though the Torah says al pishnayim o shlosha edim yokum davar, but that's in the world of mamonos. That's in the world of arayos. That's in the world of nefashos. That's what we limit. But in other areas, in the world of iser v'heter, we paskin that eid echa neman bisurim. What is a nafkamina if someone is a kohen? Rashi says, l'hachzik adam, Rashbam says, I'm sorry, l'hachzik adam b'kohen, Leachol betruma, laavod avoda, lisa eskapav, This Zechora is the world of Iser Veheter. This has nothing to do with Mamonos. This has nothing necessarily to do with Nefashos or with Arayos. Right? This is the world of Erechod, Nehma, and Bisurim. Yes? It could have Nafkamin in other areas. Correct. I mean, you know, we could get to a situation where we're going to get to a Misa B'dei Shamayim, v'chuy, but the Ikaron, basically, we're dealing over here with the status of a Kohen, which L'chora, we would assume, is a din of Isur v'heter. If we open up the poskim, we find that the Rambam, I'm sorry, I forgot to give you the perek, b'chtav, I gave it to you Baal Peh last week. The Rambam in Hilchos Isur Bia in perek Chaf is quite clear that he agrees with Reuven. He says, Kol ha-kohanim bizman hazeh b'cheskas b'chazoka him kohanim ve'in ochlim ela kodshe gvul. V'hu shitiye truma shel divrehem. Avol truma shel Torah, v'chala shel Torah, in ochel osa ela kohen miyuchas. If we're dealing with dinim d'oraisa, you have to be a kohen miyuchas, not a kohen via chazaka. Ezo hi kohen miyuchas, kol she'idu lo shnei edim, shehu kohen ben ploni ha-kohen, uploni ben ploni ha-kohen. Namely, that we require shnei edim. Comes along the Magid Mishnah, and he says that we have a Yesh Mefarshim that disagree with the Rambam. This Yesh Mefarshim, the Chora, is the Ran. I sent you to the Ran in Ksuvus on Daf Yud Amid Beis, where the Ran points out Yehuda's question, Yaakov's question, I'm sorry. The Ran says, Ulinyan Halacha, Mashmali, the ain ma'alin mitruma le yuchsin. Yuchsin, we have a unique ma'ala. We're machmir in the world of yuchsin that requires two edim. Mashen kein truma be'ed echad sagi. Why do we say truma be'ed echad sagi? So he explains. Mishum de'ed echad ne'eman bi'isurin. And then he says, I don't understand. Harambam kasa perakhof mihilkos isure bia de la truma doraisa bo'i shnei edim. And therefore, you can move from Truma to Yuchsin, because they both require two Eidim. The Lo Nischavrulei Divrei HaRambam. I have no idea where the Rambam pulled this out of his hat. Why in the world should the world of Iser Veheter require two Eidim? Okay, that's a very powerful question the Ran asks on the Rambam. Are there situations of Isurim where we require two Eidim? So here we all learned last year, yeah? We learned Gittin last year. So in Gittin we learned on Daf Beis Amud Beis in Gittin that we have situations that are exceptions to the rule, where one aid is not enough, that you require two aidim. And the point over there, we have a din of eid echad ne'eman bisurim, eima damrin on eid echad ne'eman bisurim, Gon chaticha sofek shel cheirav sofek shel shuman. Dlo es chazik isura. Aval hacha is chazik isura de eishes ish. And then we have over here two gersos. Have dover shebe erva, ve ein dover shebe erva pachos mishnayim. Or vi have dover shebe erva, ve ein dover shebe erva pachos mishnayim. That the Gemara is unclear as to whether we have two rules, two exceptions to the rule of Eid Echad Ne'eman Bisurim, or one. Do we have a din of Ischazik Isura / Davar Shebe Erva? Or do we have two dinim? Ischazik Isura on its own and Davar Shebe Erva on its own. Each of these on its own require two Eidim. We don't say Eid Echad Ne'eman Bisurim if we have Ischazik Isura, even if it has nothing to do with the world of Erva. And the world of Erva is a problem even if it has nothing to do with the world of Ischazik Isura. Machokis Rishonim, in terms of the girsa. Most Rishonim have the girsa with the vav. So in other words, there are two exceptions to the rule. Ischazik Isura and Davar Shebe Erva. Here we have a Rambam saying that Kohen is an exception to the rule of Alfishnayim Edim Yochum Davar. No? Where do you want to look? In which direction? Do you want to say that the Kohen is an issue of Ischazik Isura or Kohen is an issue of Davar Shebe Erva? So here we have Machlokes Achronim, a Machlokes between the Ktos and the Rav. Okay. The Ktos is in the Shev Shmaisasa, the Shev Shmaisasa that he wrote before he was half of your age, or two-thirds of your age. The Shev Shmaisasa in Shmaisasa Vav, Sif Tetzayin, I photostated for you in the Marakon. So I know I didn't give it to you very long ago, so I'll go through it very slowly. He says that the Rambam over here is based on the world of Ischazik Isura. That we have a Gemara in Yevamos. There's a Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says, the Mishnah. We have a Mishnah on Daf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, where the Mishnah says, Bas Yisrael Shenisais LeKohen. We have a marriage between a Kohen and a Zarah. Umate, the Kohen is Niftar. Vihinicha Mu'uberet, and she's pregnant. Lo Yochlu Avadeha Bitruma. Her Avadim can't eat Truma, even though she hasn't yet remarried, and she's an Almana of a Kohen. Mipnechelko Shel Uber. Because of the Uber. The Uber messes up the Avadim. Why should the Uber mess up the Avadim? So the Gemara explains, because Uber b'me'e imo, Uber b'me'e zara, zarhu. That since the mother is not a Kohenet, only the father is a Kohen, so this embryo, until it's born, has a status of a zar. It has a status of its mother until it's born. Only after the birth does it turn into a Kohen. While it's still in the embryo, still in utero, it's a Zar. And therefore, since currently the mother and her embryo together own these Avadim, so the Avadim are owned by a Shutfus of a woman who's married to a Kohen and a Zar, the baby, so they can't eat Truma because of the Chelek of the Zar. So it comes along the Ksos and says, this is Pshat in the Rambam, that every Kohen begins as a Zar. Every Kohen's, right, the Kohen's mother was a Zar, only the father was a Kohen. And therefore, we have to give the status of Kohuna, namely the Chazaka, the status quo, the previous status quo, what we're moving off from, is a Zar. Kohuna has to be acquired. So we have a case situation of ischazek zar. We have to turn this zar into a kohen, like an animal. Behema b'chayeh b'chaskas isra omedet. The behema is aver menachai. We have to turn it into kosher meat. You need an act to turn it into kosher meat. So when the father, in other words, when we have a situation where the father is vadei a kohen, so then when this child is born, he's vadei a kohen. If we have a suffix in terms of the yichus of this child, so we have to prove. We can't be samach on Eid Echad. Eid Echad is not Nemon in Isurim in the case of Ischazik Isura. When we're dealing with the status quo, which is Usur, then to turn the Isur into Heter, I need two Eidim. That's generally the rule. There are exceptions. B'yado l'taken, right? There are exceptions. But without the exceptions, this is the rule. This is the derech of the Shev Shmaisasa. U'bazen nir oliyash ev divrei harambam dein Eid Echad Nemon l'hachil truma. And the Ran asked, it's Eid Echad Ne'emon B'Yisurim, Ulefi Mashikasafti Necha, Hecha Dischazek Eino Ne'emon. So then the Ksosobi has a technical question. I pointed out that it's a question is how to read the Gemara. Is Ischazek a status that stands on its own two feet? That's the way Tosus paskins. He has the Giras of Vi Havedava Shabereva. That's the way the Rush paskins. That's the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins. It's not so clear the Rabban paskins that way. It's not so clear that according to the Rambam, an Eid Echad is not Ne'emon in the case of Ischazik Isura. Maybe he had the other Girsa, etc. So he says, Vashach Kosabi Yeredeya, Beshitas HaRambam, Desfirulei Eid Echad Ne'emon B'Yisurim Afilu Neged Chazaka, Eino Muchrach. In other words, the Ksos is bothered that he is over here, wants to make the Rambam into the Psak of the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch and the Tosus and the Rush. It's not so obvious. But in any case, that's a direction. I'm sorry, Gershon, you wanted to ask.
In the Mimre, the Kohenet was also a Bas Kohen.
So he deals with that. If the Kohenet was a Bas Kohen, so then the baby status, forget about the Kohen, is via its mother as well. But he points out, okay, so this baby is a Kohen, but somewhere along the way, there was a Zara. Aharon married right? Elisheva. Somewhere along the way, there was a Zara, and that Zara would go back to a previous status quo, and that has to be proven. He was bothered by it. Okay. In any case, this is one direction. The Rav understood differently, and if you're going to interpret a Rambam, you have to start from the Rambam. We're in a Rambam based on the Rambam. What the Ksos did was try to explain a Rambam based on Tosfos and the Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch, and the Rambam may not be of that Shita. There's another Rambam in Hilchos Ishus. Where's Hilchos Ishus in this one? There's a Rambam in Hilchos Ishus at the end of Perek Aleph. Not mistaken. Oh, Perek Beis. One second. In Perek Beis, the Rambam has a whole arichus in terms of the nature of Godol and Katan. At what point do we have a tinoket? At what point, in other words, can she get married? Hava shtei saros, shtemesrei shana, v'chule, v'chule. And the towards the end of that perek, in Halacha Kaf Beis, the Rambam says, Ein somchin al hanoshim b'minyan hashanim, v'lo al hakrovim, ela al pishnayim anoshim ksherim lahoid. To say that someone is a gadol, we need edim. Al pishnayim anoshim ksherim lahoid. We're not going to be samach over here on ed echad ne'eman v'isurim. Even if the nafgamina is one of isur v'heter. Right? To get married is a nafgamina of isur v'heter. There are other nafkaminas also in terms of being a gadol, in terms of kinyanim, in terms of being a shochet, in terms of being a shliach tzibur, in terms of being giving, you know, birkas kohanim. There are many, many nafkaminas in terms of being a gadol. Some of them have to do with arayos. Some of them have nothing to do with arayos. It's just a question of could we have nafkamina in terms of mamanos? Could be nafkamina yisur v'heter? Why in the world do we need to say someone is a gadol al pishnayim anashim sheirim lahayid for all circumstances? So the Rav wanted to understand that this Rambam is giving us a principle that any time we have an issue of someone's personal status, how he is defined halachically, that requires two edim. Where do you find that in the Chazal? That's davar shebe erva. That the Gemara says that there are two situations where even if it's a situation of Yisur Veheter, we don't say Eid Echad Ne'eman B'Yisurim. Ischazik Yisura and Davar Shebe Erva. Davar Shebe Erva doesn't only mean getting married, getting divorced, Niyuf, Eishes Ish, V'chulei. Davar Shebe Erva means anything having to do with a person's standing in Halacha. To be called a Kohen, that's Davar Shebe Erva. To be called a Gadol, that's Davar Shebe Erva. The Rambam in Hilchos Yisurei Bia is based on this Rambam, which is basically an understanding of what the world of Davar Shebe Erva means. So we have over here two understandings of the Rambam. The Ran asked the question on the Rambam, since when does to be a Kohen require Shnei Edim? We should say, Eid Echo Neman V'Yisurim. We saw there are two exceptions to the rule. Ischazek Yisura, and Davar Shebe Erva. This Machlokes Rishonim, whether it's Chazak Yisura is a category in and of itself or not. If you hold, we have over here two categories. The Ktzo says that we have over here the first category. Kohen is a Chazak Yisura. He begins as a Zar and then moves over to being a Kohen. The Rav wanted to understand that no, we're dealing with the second category. And the second category, the Rambam expands. That Davar Shebe Erva is not only the world of what we would normally call arayos, but davar shebe erva is anything having to do with the personal status of an individual. Yeah.
Is that because it's got nafkaminas regarding?
Not necessarily. Not necessarily. That it could be. That's why the Gemara calls it davar shebe erva. In other words, that's what Nassan wanted to point out earlier, that even by the Kohen, there are nafkaminas in that area. But the moment that we're dealing over here with the standing of an individual, whether he's a Gadol, whether he's a Katan, whether he's a Kohen, a Levi, Yisrael, etc., that's the world of Davar Shebe'erva. And Davar Shebe'erva is basically totally on the personal status of the individual, right? That only an Eishes Ish is going to get Misa in this circumstance. Only a Eishes Kohen is going to get Sreif in this circumstance. Namely, the whole world of Davar Shebe'erva is based, are we dealing with a Katan, with a Gadol, with a Kohen, with a Yisrael, with an Eishes Ish? It's based on all personal status. So maybe the entire category of personal status is already under the category. I'm saying, Tosas doesn't learn this way. Rashi doesn't learn this way. But the Rambam can learn this way, and then it would explain the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus in Perek Beis, Halacha Kaf Beis. Yeah?
How does it fulfill the word?
According to the Shesh Maisasa? How does the... No. What we're saying as follows: if, in other words, that legade dinim durabanan, the fact that a person is muchzik as a kohen, that's already enough. The person went out to the Beis Olam and sees his grandfather's kever, and on the grandfather's kever there is two hands, right? Then he's muchzik as a kohen. That's not, in other words, there's no proof. He's muchzik as a kohen. Since nowadays all the nafkaminas are durabanan. So he's muksak as a Kohen, and he can do everything which is Durabanan. Had we had a situation of Truma Doraisa, it wouldn't be enough. Who's allowed to eat Truma Doraisa? Only someone on whom we have Eidus. The question is, why require Eidus? Why shouldn't Eid Echad be enough? That's the Machlokes between the Shev Shmaisasa and the Rav.
And so if the guy comes and says, I saw my father, Dukhan, or something.
No, well, he's not Neman. He would have to bring someone else who said, what? One. According to the Rambam, he has to bring two aid. According to the Ran, one aid. That's Machlokes the Rambam and the Ran. The Ran disagrees with the Rambam, says that aid echad neman bisurin. Let's see how our sugya works out. Let's go back now to the Gemara on Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara says Ditznan. This again is a Mishnah and Ksuvas. This Mishnah and Ksuvas is already on Daf Kaf Gimel Amid Beis. Rav Yehuda Omer Ein Ma'alin Likuhuna Al Pi Eid Echad. Oh, wow. According to the Rambam, this is Kaftar v'ferach, right? This is the Rambam. Ein malim lekuna al pi eid echad. What does the Ram do with this Mishnah? So he says, have patience. Let's just continue. The Mishnah then continues. Amar Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar is not being cholik on Rav Yehuda. He's explaining Rav Yehuda. Ein masai. Do we say ein malim lekuna al pi eid echad bizman sheish b'makom sheish orerin? Avo b'makom shein orerin malim lekuna al pi eid echad. Now the Ran, this is what he says, that if there is no special issue, if there are no Orin, one eight is enough. What does the Rambam do with Rav Elazar? This is the Rambam, this is the time of the Mishnah. Time of the Mishnah, Truma's Drabanan, for Drabanan, eight echad is enough. Right? In other words, each of them will learn the Mishnah l'shita so. The Ran will learn the Mishnah even on the level of Doraisa, that ma'alin lekahuna al pi eid echad b'makom shein orin. Rambam will learn it on the level of dinim d'rabbanan. Okay. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel omer mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Haskan ma'alin lekahuna al pi eid echad. Ay, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel haynu Rav Elazar v'chi teima ir erchad ikwa b'nayu. Rav Elazar savar ir erchad. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel savar ir ertrei. Amar Rav Yochanan devrei hakol ein irer pachos mishnayim. Okay, let's try and, for a minute, stand on the Havamin of the Gemara. The Havamin of the Gemara is that if we have a situation where we have aid against aid, chad against chad, one says that this Kohen is pasul, and one says that this Kohen is kosher, what is the halacha in this situation? We have a machlokes, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, and Rav Elazar. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, I'm sorry, Rav Elazar says that Ir Erchad is possible, and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says that Ir Erchad is kosher. This argument is rejected.
But the Gemara has such a havamina, v'chi tema. Right? That when we have these two coming, then we have machlokes Rav Elazar ben Gamliel, whether this individual is kosher or he is pasul. What over here could be the machlokes? What is your gut reaction in such a situation? What would you say, kosher or pasul? We have an individual who claims, I'm a Kohen. He brings one aid, he's a Kohen, and then someone else says, what are you talking about? We know you're not a Kohen, your father wasn't a Kohen, your grandfather wasn't a Kohen, even you're a Kohen. We have aid against aid. Nu, what do you say? What should be the halacha of this Kohen? Should we give him Kohen? Should we give him Truma Drabanan?
According to the Shmesta, that a Kohen is born as the Iskadik, the Tzar, so then Tzar would be Iskadik him on his original status as the Tzar, so it would be possible.
So if we're starting if we're starting off that this individual had no chazaka of kohuna to begin with, l'chora we have over here a stalemate. We have a stalemate. So this kohen should be put on the side. This kohen should be put on the side. Correct? L'chora. In other words, that Rav Elazar shita is understood. Question is, what is the shita of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? Okay, we haven't yet learned it, and some of you may already been into it a little bit, and that is, what happens when you have a chazaka, and then we have a trey? And this is what's called, in halachic terminology, do we say trey utrei sveika d'oraisa, or trey utrei sveika d'rabonan? On a d'oraisa level, does this chazaka play a role, or doesn't it play a role? Do we have over here a situation where each of them knock each other off, and we go to the chazaka, or we use the chazaka drabanan? We're going to see this later on. We're not getting involved in it currently. We'll see it later next week. Mirtz Hashem on Yom Rivi'i. That's the Tosus over here, Anan Maskinan Le on the bottom, and it could be that the same issue is in terms of chad and chad. Could be. However, over here, we have a Rishon in the Shita Mekubetzes who wants to explain to us this machlokes between Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rav Elazar. We open the Shita Mekubetzes to our sugya. And on the end of Daf Lamed Alchem days, he says as follows: Ilema ir erchad, nira l'ritzva d'hachi perusho. Ilema ma'ar er d'chad, ubedlesle chazaka d'kashrus plige, d'mar isle d'afilu hachi ma'alin, d'kol makam shehemina Torah eid echad, harehu kishnayim, ki ahid ne'emenes chaya lomar ze kohen. Perek Basra de Kedushin de Chad Lishna. Umar Isle, Kevan de Leka Chazoka de Kashrus, Afilu Beir Erchad, Ein Ma'alim. Ki'idach Lishna Hasan. Vechule, vechule. In other words, that over here, the Ritzva wants to bring in that what's behind Rav Shimon Gamaliel is a principle. Kol Makom Shehe Emina Torah. Eid Echad, Harehu Kishnai. We find this principle in a number of places in Chazal. One of the places that we find it is by Eidus Isha. That if one aid will come and tell us that a woman's husband died, we're going to allow the woman to remarry. I ain davar shebe erva pachos mishnayim, but here kol makom shemina Torah eyechad hareyu kishnayim. Here we have a yotzei dofen that this one is like two. We find it by sota that if we have a woman whose husband claims that she was miyached with a person after a hasra'a, normally, this woman, and he brings two aidim that there was yichud, this woman normally has to drink from the mace, that drinks the mesota in order to become muteret to her husband. However, if we have one aid that nitma'a, that she actually had bia with that individual, she doesn't drink the mesota. I'm not pitam, it's one aid. We're dealing over here with davar shebe'erva. Ein davar shebe'erva pachos mishnayim. This is kol makom shemina torah eidecha nareo pishnayim. He can knock off, this one aid can knock off the mesota. Third example is in the world of Egla Arufa. That if we have one aid who says, I know who is the Rotzeach, we don't bring an Egla Arufa. I have been dealing over here with the world of Nefashos. In the world of Nefashos, one aid is meaningless. No, the Gemara has a drasha. All of these three situations, we're dealing with Eid Echad, and we believe the Eid Echad, Kishnayim. So the Ritzva says, that's what Shimon was saying over here also. We have one Eid who says this Kohen is Kasher. When this fellow comes along and says the Kohen is Pasul, it's two against one. Two against one, he wins. Here we have, in other words, that we have a din, b'kol ha-Torah kula, that once we believe one aid, if someone then comes against that one aid, it's always going to be two against one. That's what the Ritzva points out. And then the question is, well, why does Rav Elazar disagree? And where is this, in other words, is this principle really a principle, b'kol ha-Torah kula? So over here, just to give you a little bit of the background, again, those of you who learned Yeredeya, this will be a chazara. At the end of Siman Aleph of Hilchos Shchita, the Mechaber quotes a tshuva of the Maharik. Maharik says as follows: Shochet sheheid alav eid echad sheshochat shelo kahogen, v'hu makchisho. We have a machlokas between a shochet and an onlooker. The shochet is shechting. The onlooker says, "You were dores." Shochet says, "What are you talking about? I wasn't dores." Doris means that you pushed a knife in, that you chop. And the shochet said, what are you talking about? I would use a sawing action like I always do. Machlokes between Eid Echad and Eid Echad. The shochet is an aid. The onlooker is an aid. The Maharik Paskins, Eid Echad b'hakhosha lav krumhu. The one who says that it's no good is off, he's wrong, he's meaningless. V'ha'eid atzma mutar le'echol mikano lehaba. And even that aid, he can't eat this meat because Shavi Anashe Chaticha di Isura. He said that this shechita was no good, but he can eat the shochet meat in the future because Al Pidin, this shochet is considered to be a proper shochet. And the moment the shochet said it was kosher, anyone who said it was possible, says the Maharik, Kol Makom Shemina Torah Eidecha Reyu Kishnayim, two against one. The Taz over there says, that's not a rule, B'chol HaTorah Kula. We find that rule in Eidus Isha, in Sota and in Egla Arufa. And Zehu, we don't find it elsewhere. What over here is the common denominator between these three situations? Why would we limit it to these three situations as opposed to Kol HaTorah Kula? So they all quote a Ritva in Yevamos. The Ritva in Yevamos, now we have this huge Ritva from Moshe Rav Kook. Two-volume Ritva, Rav Yaffin's notes. But the Ritva used to be known via the Nemuke Yosef. The Nemuke Yosef in Yevamos. In the beginning of Ha'isha Shehalach and of Kafchesam at Aleph, says Kosav HaRitva, Nirin Hadvarim Kedivrei Hari, Sha'amar, De Dafka Be'edus Dovar Shebe'erva, De Be'inan Shnayim, Ve'he'eminu Laze Kishnayim, Avo Be'isr De Alma De Sagi Bechad, Kevan Shelo He'eminuhu El Kachad, I'osa Achrina Va'akrashe, Havei Hakrasha, Kachad L'gabechad. What's the common denominator between these three situations? What basically do you need in these three situations? two Eidim. When you basically need two Eidim, and we have a Gzeiras HaKrasa that one Eid is enough, that one is like two. When one stands in for two, one has a status of two. And then, if we were to have Eid against Eid, it's not one against one, it's one against two. However, in a normal case where the Torah says, Eid Echad Neman Bisurim, he's one, he's not two. One against one is a knockout. One against one is a stalemate. Namely, you can only apply the rule of Komakam Shemina Torah Eid Echad Areo Bishnayim when you really need to. When you need two, and we have a Yosei Dofen, and we're going to believe one, that one has the status of two. And if someone disagrees with him, it's two against one. But the Torah never said in the world of Shechita that we need two, we're going to believe one. The Torah says we believe one. If we believe one, so then someone else says that you're no good, that's one against one. That's the machlokis over here between the Maharik on one hand and the Ritva on the other hand. The Maharik understood B'chova Torah Kula. In all worlds of chad against one, we always believe the kosher against the pasul. The moment the kosher said kosher, he's like two. If one comes against him, it's one against two. He stands on his own 2 feet. The Ritva disagrees. The Ritva says only in these three unique situations do we say that. Masha'en came to know whether he's a kohen or not. That's one against one. One against one is a stalemate. That's what Rabbi Elazar holds. Anyway, we have over here, so according to the Ritzva, the machlokas of Shimon Gamli and Rabbi Elazar could be the machlokas between the Maharik and the Ritzva. That the Rabbi Shimon Gamli agrees with the Maharik that b'chol haTorah kula, whenever one eight comes and says kosher, someone else can't contradict him. Masha Ein came, according to Rabbi Elazar, Makritom, that's only a din in three situations. B'chol haTorah kula, it's always going to be one against one, and it's no good. Okay, so that's what the Ritzvah is saying. That's the shita of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel as opposed to Rabbi Elazar. Or you could learn, right, maybe just combine things we said. Everyone could agree over here. Everyone would agree over here with the Ritva. That we only apply the world of Eid Echad, of Kol Mokom Shemin HaTorah, Eid Echad, Rav Bishnayim, only in these three exceptions. And because we'd have a machlokas. What would the machlokas be? Excellent. If you learn like the way the Rav wanted to learn at the Rambam, that really, here we need two Eidim. We need two Eidim in the world of Kohen. Because Kohen is part of knowing a person's personal status. That's called Dover Sheve'erva. But for some reason, we're going to believe one Eid because we do it on the level of Drabanan. On the level of Truma Drabanan, we say one Eid is good enough. Maybe that one Eid is on the Tekken of two. That's the machlokes between them. Is the case of believing one Eid on Truma Drabanan, is that because that one Eid is like two or because he's really one? In other words, what did Drabanan over here say? Did they give the Eid Echad in terms of Truma Drabanan, the status of two Eidim in terms of Truma Doraisa, that they said the one Eid is giving him the status of his Yichus, or they say, no, the special Din Drabanan, one Eid is good enough without getting involved in replacing the two Eidim that you need Doraisa. Namely, the Machokas over here could be, do you hold like the Ritva or like the Maharik? Or within the Ritva, how do we view the one Eid being Ne'eman in the world of Kohen? Is it one in the Tekken of two, or is it one as one? Okay, so in any case, we have over here this option of a machlokas, these two sides, very, very clearly. What appears to be over here is simply a technical issue that is necessary, according to the Ritzva, when we say that we have one eight says kosher and one eight says pasul. According to the Ritzva, what order did they come in order to be able to say everything that we've been saying? Who came first, who came second? The kosher had to come first. Whoever comes first, l'chora, he is kol makam shemina torah eid echad areo kushnayim. Whoever comes first, he gets the status, he gets the crown of being the equivalent of two, and whoever comes against him is like one against two. So we'd have to set up all this, the whole sugya over here, that really, the Kohen brought an aid that he's kosher, and then the other fellow said, you're pasul. Had this person come first to Bezdin, he would be the one who's ne'eman mishnayim, and this one wouldn't be believed. That's what would come out according to the Ritzvah L'chora. However, and here we'll stop for today, however, there is a Reb Chaim. And Reb Chaim wants to understand differently. So we'll stop over here at this point. I sent you to Reb Chaim in Hilchos Rotzeach, in Perek Tes, Halacha Yud Dalet, where Reb Chaim deals with this issue of Kol Makom Shemina Torah Harei Kishnayim. What exactly does it mean? Does it make a difference which of them comes first? Why would it make a difference? Why wouldn't it make a difference? So we'll start with that next time. Okay. So let's see what we've done and what we still have to do. So what we did today is that we have understood at least two possibilities in the world of Zilusa de Bedina. We've seen a number of practical limitations on when we're choshesh for Zilusa de Bedina. We've seen a Machlokes Rishonim as to how to apply Zilusa de Bedina to Machlokes Rabbanon and Rav Menachem Rav Yossi. Both sides agree that choshishin, the question is how far, or is that a Machlokes Tanoim? In terms of Malin Lekuna al Pied Echad, we saw the Machlokes in the Ran and the Rambam. What over here is really necessary on a Daraisa plane, one or two? Within the Rambam, we gave two explanations from the Achronim, the Shev Shmaisis and the Rav's understanding of the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus. And then we saw two possible understandings of the Machlokes between Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rav Elazar. We had Eitan's understanding that we're dealing over here with a chad of chad when we have a chazaka, and you know, is the chazaka in the picture, not in the picture? And then we have the Ritzva, who says, no, there's no chazaka over here. Not dealing over here with a chazaka. We're dealing on a level playing ground, one against one. How do we view one against one? Is it one against one, or is it two against one? And that would be over here, the Havamina of the Gemara. Okay, what we're going to move over into is the Gemara from the top of Lamed Beis Amud Aleph until the two dots, three lines from the bottom. Here, there are two major issues. One is, how do we view kol in the world of halacha? What is a rumor? What is the status of a kol? And secondly, what is the status of trei utrei? How do we view when we have trei utrei, does that knock out everything? Do we go back to something? So to understand that, we have to really look in two sugyas. One is our sugya, and then we have a parallel sugya in Ksuvas. We pointed out that this Mishnah, Rav Yehuda, Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon Gamliel, is a Mishnah in Ksuvas and Afkaf Gimel Medeis. On Daf Kaf Vav Amud Aleph in Ksuvas, from Kaf Vav Amud Aleph to Kaf Vav Amud Beis, we have exactly the same sugya we have over here, word for word. Word for word, we have the sugya in Ksuvas. The difference is that in Ksuvas we have Rashi, here we have the Rashbam. In Ksuvas we have Tosfos, and here we have Tosfos, but the Tosfos don't always agree. So what we have to see is particularly the Rashi over there in Ksuvas, Kaf Vav Amud Aleph to Kaf Vav Amud Beis. We miss Rashi already, so if we can find him in Ksuvas, you know, it'd be very, very nice. Nothing against the Rashbam, but you know, but Rashi sometimes can say things in a very, very pithy manner, which lends itself that we can expand upon it. So see the Rashi and the Tosfos over there. See the Rashbam and Tosfos over here. And in addition to that, to see the Rashba / Ritva. See how Chachmei Sfard learned our Gemara over here in the Aflamid Beis. The Rashba is important because of a Girsa. He says, Ahochi Garsinan. And the Ritva is easier to read than the Rashba. The Ritva simply, you know, let's go through the Diburi Hamaskil of the Ritva on the Aflamid Beis Umed Aleph. And they're all working off of Rashi. Rashi and Ksuvas. Everyone's working off of Rashi and Ksuvas that we don't have over here. And so we'll try next time, as best as we can, to go through those two inyanim. There is a third inyan over here, and that is the end of the sugya in terms of tziruf edim. We have an issue over here of tziruf edim in terms of the ri'iya, and tziruf edim in terms of the haggadah. We'll try and I don't know whether we'll finish that next time, but we'll try at least to see what are the main points. In terms of tziruf edim, in terms of Haggadah, which is the sugya we're dealing with over here, so it would be best to see Hilchos Edus in Perek Dalad, Halachos Aleph through Dalad.
Aleph through Dalet. And also, it's quoted over here, Per Chaf, in other words, in the Ein Mishpat, Chaf Isurei Bia, Halacha Tet Zayim. And we see the Rambam over here as well. But again, to go in the order, see our Gemara with Rashbam, see the parallel Gemara in Ksuvos with Rashi, see the Tosus over here, Tosus over there, and then the Rashba and the Ritva, and our Sugya. And then afterwards, when we move over to the world of Tziruf Eidim, to see the Rambam in Hilchos Eidos, Hilchos Sirebiya. Okay. I just want to apologize. This afternoon I won't be here. I'll be here until about 2:30 if anyone wants to ask me anything. I'll be here then. We'll definitely see you tomorrow morning.